Starbucks holds its annual shareholders meeting in Seattle tomorrow, and on the agenda, a proposal from a group of investors that's meant to limit the company's involvement in political campaigns. Deborah Wong reports from Seattle.
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is no stranger to money and politics. In 2011, he announced he would no longer make any personal political contributions until Congress made a deal on reducing the deficit, and he called on other CEOs to do the same. Here he is on CNN.
Let's send a powerful message to Washington that we do no longer want to embrace the status quo, and we want to see change.
Now a group of activist shareholders want Schultz to go one step further and get Starbucks out of the business of political contributions as well. They're presenting a proposal that would prohibit Starbucks from using any corporate funds for political campaigns. It would also prohibit the company from forming a political action committee. Bruce Herbert is the founder of Newground Social Investment in Seattle. He says this is part of a nationwide movement to get big money and corporations out of the political process and to make elections more democratic. He says that's something Starbucks customers would support.
If you think of Starbucks as customers, it's a progressive lot. I mean, even if you go out into Montana or Kansas, you are going to find the progressive spectrum at a Starbucks. And so we think the company would benefit reputationally as well as from a profitability point of view by taking this next concrete step.
Herbert says Starbucks has been open to these sorts of shareholder concerns. He says in 2009, shareholder pressure prompted the company to adopt more open and transparent rules about its political activity. Nonetheless, Starbucks is asking shareholders to reject the proposal. A Starbucks spokesman said in a statement, the company has the responsibility to shareholders to advocate for public policies that support the business. The statement said the proposal would put the company at a marked disadvantage to its competitors. The change might not have much of an impact on the business today, though. Starbucks has reported making no political contributions for the last 3 years. I'm Deborah Wong in Seattle.